Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. I'm your host, Alice Fraser, and today's episode marks the 27th of July of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1586, Walter Raleigh brought the first tobacco to England from Virginia, thereby inventing coolness and launching off the steep, slippery slope towards vaping. And in... vaping. It's the most awful thing. I never wanted to know what your lung capacity was while I was walking past you in the street. I didn't want a visual reference for your lung, although that comes in useful in coronavirus times, I guess. And in 1794, on this date, Maximilian Robespierre was overthrown in a coup in Paris for having the sheer brass balls to lead a movement ostensibly predicated on egalitarianism with the name Maximilian. Your guest today on the podcast is space lawyer and fan favourite Anubhav Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I have returned from Mars just to do this podcast. Just because there was so much going on planet Earth with regards to the name Maximilian that I couldn't stay away. I asked around Mars for a Maximilian, couldn't find one.
I mean, that's a terrible thing. They need to establish a new Mars naming convention that's all old-fashioned names.
I went to college in Ohio, Alice, and one of my friends was a South Indian gentleman, and his name was Nagarjuna Nagapalli Thiruvasathiratnam. And people just called him Nate.
Coming up today, your top story will be misleading information news, brought to you by the captain of misleading information himself, Mr. Anubhav Pal. But first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. And in the news today, UK fundraising hero Captain Tom Moore has been knighted by Queen Elizabeth II, or Cutie Tootie as we call her, in the first strictly socially distanced knighting of modern times. Instead of kneeling at the Queen's feet as she taps him on the shoulder with a sword, Captain Tom stood at the bottom of the garden and the Queen aimed parachuting swords down onto his shoulder via a hand-cranked trebuchet from the walls of Buckingham Palace. Captain Tom emerged unscathed and well-knighted, and the Queen was much invigorated by the exercise, according to reports. Did you witness this knighting, Anubhav? Very spectacular.
I did. I almost wanted to do something to celebrate the moment. I wanted to walk around my garden at least 200-300 times, but I don't have a garden. And I don't think I would have even finished five of the rounds that Captain Tom Moore did. And I'm 43 years old, Alice.
Well, I'm certainly glad that he didn't get snapped up by all of the corporations that were trying to monetize his garden walking, because it raised so much money per step that it was actually a really valuable resource. Meanwhile, the return of the Picts to their traditional under-London home sub-suburbs has caused consternation among neoconservative commentators, who declare that this re-ungentrification will devalue the property market of London as a whole. Originally pushed out of under-London by a proliferation of Pret-a-Manger and Starbucks franchises, the Picts are planning a series of socially distanced celebrations with underground fireworks and everyone wearing masks, because that's what good Picts have always done anyway. Some young Picts have rejected the return home, however, choosing to remain integrated in Essex near to their newly favoured self-tanning salons. This is a beautiful story of a return to traditional homelands, Anubhav. Have you been following the journey of the Picts?
As a person who divides their time between Mars and Earth, I follow all migration stories. and the thing here, Alice, is that these things have been much more successful at their migration than I have in my ability to either come back to Earth or find a man named Maximilian on this planet. I found a Theodore, I found a Eugenie, I have found a Nate. I have not found a Maximilian. I'll keep looking for you, Alice.
Please do. Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, of course, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because where else do we have such an unalleviated opportunity to create an erotic, unrealistic, and exaggerated perspective on the world? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Silence. Silence is a precious resource. Sandra's Silent Accessories and Ball Gag Emporium is currently selling an hour of silence at half price. An hour of silence, broken up into different lengths, from awkward to meaningful to awkward again to the vacuum of space. Sandra's Silent Accessories and Ball Gag Emporium, half price hour of silence. Shh, don't tell us where you heard about us. Are you smothered by your mask? Is the terrible government telling you to wear the fascist face wear currently being touted as the pants of the face? Surely masks are just for doctors and Asians, you say, or Asian doctors. Well, before you enter a crowded space toting your oppressive symbol of public safety concern, sit down, take a few deep breaths, and drink half a glass of water. Half a glass of water won't convince you that it's worthwhile to participate in a public health measure for the good of society as a whole, but it should give you enough time to calm down for a second and just put the stupid mask on. It's not that much to do. Gyms, Gym and Gymnasium, the most aggressive non-holistic healthcare, has a half-price push-up sale with their new F*** Your Self-Esteem Ab Challenge. Buy 18 push-ups and we'll scream at you to do 47 more, whether you can, want to, or not. Gyms, Gym and Gymnasium. Come today, or else.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, misleading information. Anubhav Pal, you're our captain of misleading information. What's happening in the world of misleading information right now?
Well, Alice, as you know, I'm the only person on Mars who has a subscription to Indian news channels. I've got a special deal with my Mars cable provider, MTH, and they are providing me with Indian news. And in misleading information, or perhaps useful information, depends on how Earthlings see it, an Indian company led by a yoga guru has launched a medicine called Coronil. And the advertisement is, if you take two of these pills and do the yoga teacher's yoga poses, you will have nil corona. Therefore, Coronil. Get it?
I don't want to get it.
It's a highly successful product, and you have to take it with half a glass of water. And in combination, you will have nil corona. And the Indian Health Ministry responded to this with immediate orders of arrest, which I think is really unfair, because I'd like to just take a pill called Coronil and then say, you know, you have corona, I have Coronil. I think that that is a good use of the English language in the right bastardized way. After the empire left it behind. So I think it's many good things coming together. The English language mutating, the coronavirus vaccine mutating into a pill and some yoga poses. This is being treated as misinformation, lies, but I'm hopeful for Coronil on Earthling.
Well, there's currently a company in Australia that's being sued for providing an activewear spray that is allegedly antiviral, an antiviral activewear spray, so you can wear your leggings if you're a, you know, sassy lady in a rich suburb and be protected from coronavirus, because that's how activewear works.
You know, maybe we could introduce, again, this podcast is very much about the world coming together. Maybe we could introduce the yoga teacher to the activewear company. The yoga teacher's name is Baba Ramdev, and he does some really crazy contortions. So maybe you could wear this activewear, do the spray, have your Coronil.
I mean, there is nothing that white women in activewear like more than an Indian guru, I have to say. It's our favorite thing.
Correct. It doesn't always end up with healthy results, both in terms of corona or their mental health. And the guru usually ends up in prison, but it's a start. I think it's a start.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Anuvab. You're our guest. Can you comment on the rumours circulating about the origins of Dancy Lagarde? No, I can't. Why would I comment on that? I am not acquainted with Dancy Lagarde. I read the ads. I don't know why people keep sending me these letters. This is a stupid letter and I'm not even going to read the rest of it. Big hugs, Rob. P.S. Is that stupid enough for you? I am not inviting stupid letters. I'm just saying all your letters are stupid, whether you want them to be or not. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Big special hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Very exciting to know that we've expanded our listenership by, I assume, double or triple. I don't know how many people live on your Earth in your dimension, but you can subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, or go back into the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. If you enjoyed Anuvab Pal on this episode of the podcast, you can go back to episode 197 or episode 140. 49 for some brilliant space lawyering. Anuvab, have you got anything to plug?
No, I have nothing to plug, Alice. But I do have to say one thing. A number of our letter writers often think Dancy Lagarde is not a real person, or that we're up to some sort of jokes or something. I just want people to know that I know Dancy Lagarde personally. He or she or they are an economist and a very close relative of the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde. So,
that's a high-achieving family.
It is.
That thank you so much for coming on the show, Anubhav. We'll have you back again soon. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. Anubhav Pal has a weekly show, which is called...
Our Last Week.
Where he deals with conundrums, and I'm hoping to commit a conundrum to posterity via that medium as soon as possible, and is up on Spotify. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter, as they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.